Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In games to quarterbacks like Gardner Minshew and Jameis Winston, and I am going to put that ahead of the hardware, the two MVPs, and the fact that now people want to also give him a third MVP for the way he's played so far this season. The stats are better this year than last year, but my expectation with Lamar Jackson is I have to see it to believe it against the Steelers. I will not predict him to play well against them until it actually happens.
You said that we started the show poking the bear. Like, was Mike Tomlin poking the bear a little bit? I guess Fake John and Robinson really intimated that he's poking the bear by mentioning Deontay that way.
He called him a clown show. He said, "Oh no, I know. Red nose, Mike Tomlin."
I knew that was going to happen.
Join the P.T. Barnum show.
Yes. P.T. Barnum have clowns, or was he doing more the elephants? I thought he was doing more like the big circus show.
Aren't clowns synonymous with circus?
I don't know. Clowns are synonymous with scary movies now. Anyway, I think this is the real poking the bear. And here's why it's easy to do.
Well, he's not poking the bear at all. He's trying to do the exact opposite.
I think what you're doing...
He's petting the bear.
What you're doing is poking the bear. And I think it's easy to, and understandable why people would hear, but to me, poking...
Why don't you bring yourself... Why can't you bring yourself to do it?
Well, here, I was about to explain why. Poking the bear, by definition, means you could do this once or twice and nothing might happen, right? But if you poke the bear enough, eventually the bear gets up and takes your head off. With a one swipe. That's typically what bears are known to do. That's what that guy who was livid grizzly man had happen to him.
Okay.
Lamar has been bad against them.
Yes.
Especially when compared to the way he plays against pretty much everybody else. I'm sure schematically there is some of that like divisional familiarity, but then again, he torches the Bengals when he plays them and they're in the same division.
Mm-hmm.
He's also scuffled at times against the Browns. I think the Browns have a good defense, at least in terms of some of the personnel they've got, just like the Steelers do. Eventually, though, a guy, in my opinion, that is as gifted as Jackson, as confident as he is, whose otherwise numbers are as spectacular as his are, is going to get the better of you. I just don't think it is going to happen in perpetuity that here's this player who is almost certainly going to win three MVP awards before he's, what, 30 years old?
Sure.
That they are going to be the one
team. We got to see how the rest of the season goes.
That they are going to be the one team that has the antidote to him and that it continually works every single time.
If they finish behind the Steelers in the standings, he won't win the MVP because that's not the way the award has worked forever. So the Steelers actually have a big say in whether or not he's going to win a third MVP this year. Why give him credit for something, though, before it happens?
I just don't want to be the guy who constantly is saying, this guy's a clown, I don't really...
Well, you don't have to say he's a clown.
This guy sucks,
say,
I don't really take him seriously as a threat, all that stuff.
Okay, you don't have to say he sucks, but you can say, from where we sit and stand, he is currently an overrated quarterback because of the way he performs against us.
I don't rate players, though, as are they rated properly based on exclusively how they do against the Steelers. That would be ridiculous.
And you shouldn't, unless it's a big rivalry.
Wait, why does it being a big rivalry have anything to do with it?
It absolutely does. Yankees are defined by how they do against the Red Sox and vice versa. Ohio State players are defined by how they do against Michigan and vice versa. That's how sports work. How do you do in rivalries? Mike Tomlin's making Isaac Redman sound like Jim Brown today because of what he did in a Steelers-Ravens game.
Yeah, it's just not how I apply labels to players, how they do in rivalries. I mean, I think, honestly, if the Ravens were to be honest with you, they might feel like the Chiefs are their rival that they're trying to get past.
So wait a
minute.
Same
way the Steelers looked at the Patriots.
So if there was a guy that had a knack for, in college football, for coming up big in backyard brawls and maybe being an average player in other games, you would not elevate his stock with you because he shined or came through?
Not really. No. Not elevate his stock in a tangible way. Like, did I think Olmedo Saenz was a great baseball
Dodgers
player because he destroyed the Pirates?
Dodgers and Pirates is not a rivalry. Dodgers and Pirates, they don't...
Okay, give me a guy who tore up...
They played in the 1974 LCS.
Who is
the Pirates'
big rival?
They don't have one. Their biggest rival is themselves. Yes.
I don't subscribe to the idea that because he has done poorly in this rivalry game or games every year, that I am going to dock him significant points when I watch the guy literally every other week obliterate almost everyone in front of him. I'm not going to make a value judgment about a player based on two games.
Well, Donnie disagrees with that because Donnie used to get pissed at C.J. Stroud for sucking against Michigan. Am I right about that, Don? I remember some of those tweets.
Yeah, sure I did.
So do you feel the same way about Lamar Jackson as me?
You definitely think he's a worse player than I do.
Okay.
I don't think I'm quite to the level that Malzi does thinking what he is, but I think I'm closer on his side that Lamar Jackson is absolutely a dangerous dude.
He's a bomb waiting to go off eventually on them, and it's going to happen. One of these days, the thing's going to hit triple zeros.
We still can't really figure out why is it that the Steelers have been able to keep this guy under wraps.
I'll tell you why. It's because Tomlin does a very good job, which is like a lot of cognitive dissonance for people when they have to kind of come to grips.
No, I'm giving him credit for it.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying other people who hate Tomlin. That's the reason, because he does do a very good job. Schematically, he's clearly figured some stuff out, although the Ravens would have put 27 points or whatever on them last year had their receivers not dropped, I counted them, 9 wide-open footballs from Lamar.
You keep saying, though, that it eventually the rabbit's going to grab the gun and he's going to have a great game against them, but he should not get credit for doing it until he does. It should be a knock against him or a shortcoming that he has, and I don't believe that he's going to do it until I see it. If a rivalry's super one-sided, I don't think, let me put it this way. Would you pick the Bills to beat the Chiefs in a playoff game?
I wouldn't, but it's not because Allen's done poorly. He's balled out. It's his own coach that's betrayed him. He has put up huge statistical numbers against Mahomes. The reason I wouldn't pick them is more about, it's an affirmative, positive reason about the Chiefs just having a knack.
Well, you just brought up the coach stinking in those games.
Yes, but you're talking, it's not even remotely apples to apples because Josh Allen does statistically very well.
Well, time out, though. Sean McDermott statistically does very well as a head coach in 90% of games.
We're talking quarterbacks and players here. Josh Allen has put up insane numbers against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
We're not exactly talking about the same thing then, because what I'm talking about is what you've done against an opponent, or in this case, a rival, what you've done, I think, speaks volumes about how I grade you and how I value you and how I also think you're going to...
So would you say Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Allen for that reason, because he's beaten the Chiefs?
Yes!
I wouldn't. I think Allen's better. I think Allen is probably the second best quarterback in football.
So careers to this point, you would take Allen's over Burrow's. The guy's got
Burrow's gotten to a Super Bowl.
Allen's got no MVPs. He's got no individual hardware to back it up. One guy's gone through Kansas City, didn't win the whole thing.
No, he didn't. Yes, I would take Allen's career right now. I would.
So would you take Jackson's career over Burrow's? Then you'd have to, even though his playoff success isn't there.
In terms of actual accolades, yes, I'd have to.
Allen.
I'd have to. Burrow's one thing that he's got is he managed to beat Mahomes.
But
he couldn't finish the deal.
So because Jackson is a better player, in your opinion, than Burrow, then you fear Jackson more against the Steelers than you do Burrow because he's the better player.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That is ridiculous to me. I'm flabbergasted by that.
Actually, no, I don't fear him more. I think stylistically, Burrow has presented them with more problems, but in balance, Jackson is the better player. I mean, I've also seen Burrow throw four interceptions against the Steelers and almost single-handedly lose a game.
I see continual evolution in him, and I've seen that since they drafted him. There's always a component of his game that's moving forward, and I just think it speaks to not only his talent.
The holidays are all about sharing with family, meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Talent, but his approach to business and their approach to business. He's got a unique skill set. He and they always appear to be evolving in terms of maximizing that skill set, and I just have a lot of respect for it.
Do Steelers fans have a lot of respect for Lamar Jackson? That's Mike Tomlin on him today, 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Lamar Jackson has one win in his career against the Steelers. That's it. To go with four touchdowns and seven picks. 412-928-9370. Let's start with Trent. He's on the fan. Hello, Trent.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just got a question. What would it take for Lamar? Like, what else does it need to be done for Lamar to prove himself?
Beat his arch rival, beat the Chiefs, and win playoff games.
Okay, and then you stated earlier that you believe, you said he's good, but I forget who said it. Where would you guys rank him? Top five.
Pony does not have him in his top five.
I'd have him just outside of that.
I would put definitively ahead of him right now are Mahomes, even though he's having a bad year, because I think he gets the lifetime achievement bump. I think Josh Allen is better than him, even though Allen has run into the Mahomes problem multiple times, and even though the Ravens killed the Bills this year. He and Burrow are, I think, two different sides of a coin, and Burrow has beaten Mahomes, and Jackson has come up continually
short. But
Burrow,
in general, raises his level of play in the playoffs, and Lamar Jackson does the exact opposite.
Right. And I would say it also comes down to coaching. At the end of the day,
he's not outside the top five for me. He's not outside the top five for me.
What do you mean comes down to coaching? You're saying he's had bad coaches and bad weapons around him?
Who, Lamar?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm not saying that at all.
So I'm confused here. Are you trying to gin up support for Lamar Jackson, or are you calling in to agree with me that he's an overrated quarterback?
I wouldn't say he's overrated. I definitely wouldn't say he's overrated. He definitely deserves some respect. I mean, he came in the league at first, got injured, came short in the playoffs. I just think the thing that's left for him is to get a ring because I feel like a lot of people
He'll never
agree.
Be viewed a certain way unless he wins a Super Bowl. I can assure you of that, Trent. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, he will have an asterisk attached to his name, even if he gets there. And even if he plays a game like Hurts did against Mahomes in the Super Bowl where he's really good, he has to win a ring.
He's the only multi-time MVP to never even make it to a championship game. The only one. I think there's been 11 in NFL history. He's the only one to not make it to a Super Bowl. So he's got a gigantic gorilla on his back, and we're part of that. We're part of that for him. You've got to be able to... When the Ravens draft a franchise quarterback, part of it is... You've got to go through the Steelers, and you've got to be better than them, and you've got to beat them when you play them. And he's only done that once since he was drafted. Now part of it, I guess, is he's, you know, last year...
Hasn't had to play every
last
time.
Last year, he didn't have to play. I mean, that's not his fault in Week 18, but he lost the game here to Kenny Pickett, of all people.
I guess part of the reason, though, like, I look at that Pickett game, and it just... I know the other games you can say other things happen, although, like, Marlon Humphrey prevents him from losing one time in... The Pickett
game.
He
almost lost to Duck Hodges. That's a great point,
I understand.
Chris. You just made
the Pickett game, nine drops. When is the last time you've seen a team drop nine passes in one game?
Here's a good idea. Don't throw the ball right to Joey Porter Jr. in the end zone.
Nine drops.
Yeah. and don't throw the ball to the other guy in the end zone.
The Joey Porter thing
late
is irrelevant if his receivers do not drop 9 passes, many of which were guys that were running wide open that hit him right in the hands. I guess my overall stance on this is I would rather be the guy who's saying, watch out, eventually this guy's going to get you and be ripped and castigated for that, than be the person who says this guy is not a threat until and should not be taken as one until we see otherwise, and then have to eat crap if and when he goes off for like a 300 yards passing, 100 yards rushing, 4 touchdown game.
The crap I'm willing to eat on this is I'm not going to treat him like he's a quarterback that walks on water until he does something remotely close to that against the Steelers. Like, see, in my opinion, like, trying to have it both ways. Like, Donnie, and I give Donnie credit for this, Donnie will look at, say, a guy that is not a good quarterback, objectively, Gardner Minshew. But Donnie will say, I don't like when the Steelers face this guy because for whatever reason, he does well against them. They're just some random dudes who are Steelers killers who have a penchant for playing well against them. And then the inverse of that is there are some star players and really good players who don't do well against us. And right now, he is the patron saint of that group.
What's more reasonable to assume, though, that eventually a guy like Minshew will find his level against the Steelers, or a guy like Jackson will find his level against the Steelers? I would always bet on the good player eventually breaking out.
Here is Eddie and Shaler. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I'm just curious. You know, you said that you think that Lamar's overrated.
Yes.
But, like, I mean, the guy's breaking, like, he broke all the rushing records that Michael Vick and Cam Newton, like, I mean, that has to be taken into account as well. I mean, the guy's gotten better passing-wise every single year of his career. I mean, I don't feel like overrated should be the right word.
Well, when you win 2 MVPs, you would think you have a right to be called the best player in the entire NFL, and he's not because he stinks in the playoffs and he can't beat the Steelers. So that's,
I mean,
overrated.
That's definitely fair. I don't think that means he's overrated because, I mean, when Pat Mahomes loses to, you know, Josh or Burrow, I mean, are we calling Mahomes overrated?
He's got 3 Super Bowls. No, we're
fair.
Not because he's got 3 rings.
That's
Eddie.
Fair.
What are we doing here? The guy gets, he's allowed a mulligan when he's got 3 rings.
Jackson's playoff stuff is a major problem.
Well,
who actually denies that? I think even his staunchest defenders acknowledge that the playoff stuff is very bad. He's got 5 games, where his passer rating isn't even 80. He's got 1 really good one, but it was the win last year against Houston when he only threw for a 152. The playoff thing is very real.
Donnie, Sarah's life is on the line. You have to save her by picking the right quarterback. You want Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson in a big game?
Burrow. This is like the conversation we had last week over like who do you want to win that game?
And what did I say? Didn't I say you had a horrible take?
You guys said, well, because I shared the opinion with Doug Whaley and said it was one of the dumbest things you've ever heard.
Well, I was extremely under the weather that day.
And then we saw Burrow throw.
Right.
Now, Jackson had a huge game, but we also saw Burrow throw for almost 500 yards.
I think Burrow actually had like a record-setting performance in that they couldn't find too many games where a quarterback ticked all these statistical boxes and still lost. Yeah.
Well, I got another good one here. There's a playoff game Sunday. Same question. Sarah's life was on the line. Lamar Jackson or Mr. Unlimited?
Man, I think I'd actually go with Russ.
Let's go! Let's go!
I guess this is where, as much as Russ has been really great, I'd still go with the idea that Lamar... Like, unless you believe that Lamar fundamentally gets to playoff time and then Lamar just, like, turns into a pumpkin.
Was that way with Peyton Manning for most of his career?
I think the early Jackson playoff games, you can say, all right, well... They were playing the Chargers his rookie year when he basically didn't know how to throw the ball in an NFL offense, and they finally forced him to. And then some of these other games, yeah, I mean, it's been in his head. But I would probably go Lamar because I feel like that would be, as good as Russ's career has been, it would be disrespectful to the player Lamar overall is now.
You can characterize Alex Highsmith as out this week, and we'll take it week to week in terms of his availability. Excited about getting him back to us ASAP, but he won't be available this week. Makes it even cooler that we have a guy like Preston Smith under those circumstances. Pretty comfortable that Herbig is going to be back this week. He was at the doorstep of it a week ago, so I think it's reasonable to be able to include him. And
Donnie Football's Tomlin tidbit. This one is on Alex Highsmith. Donnie finds in the 25-plus minutes of Mike Tomlin one thing that sticks out to him. And right now it is the lack of availability of one of the Steelers' premier players in the committee of men that will attempt to fill those shoes. Preston Smith slash Nick Herbig in Sunday's key matchup against the Ravens. Is two better than one in this situation? I don't feel bad about it, but I've already used up a lot of oxygen, sucked up a lot of oxygen, saying I thought Nick Herbig was just flat out better than Alex Highsmith, and I'm not going to do that again.
You've learned your lesson.
But it is not just Herbig now, it's also Preston Smith. So I'm tempted to do it, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say there is a drop-off. But I don't think it's going to be a killer drop-off.
The problem is, you know why Highsmith is better than both those guys? Because to get there to be no drop-off, you have to Voltron together the best parts of each player to make Alex Highsmith. Preston Smith, pretty big guy, good edge setter. Nick Herbig, extremely speedy and twitchy, great at getting after the passer, can get abused a little bit in the run game. You put those two together, you have Alex Highsmith. A monster at setting the edge because he's a big, strong guy who is also shockingly quick. That's the story here.
I think we'll see a lot of Preston Smith because I don't
AFC
think
Mike, North football.
I don't
baby.
Think Mike Tomlin, unless it's an absolute obvious passing situation, I don't think he wants Derrick Henry running right at Herbig.
You think they're going to use a spy for Lamar Jackson?
No, I don't. I think it's all hands on deck like it was last week against Jaden Daniels.
It's a team effort.
Donnie, did you see Sam Highsmith on this situation?
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up here. So the father of Alex Highsmith says just low ankle sprain, no broken bones, possibly out 2 to 3 weeks. I guess we can be generous and say 3 weeks there.
Well, he's definitely going to miss 2 games.
Yeah.
Bare minimum. Might miss 3.
They did avoid huge danger if that's the case.
I had Jason Kendall vibes.
That looked like a scary play when it happened, and man, he's been playing. What do you got that look in your face for?
I'm thinking about Sam Highsmith here for a second. The team doesn't like the fact
that he says
that a guy's dad gives very, very, very specific injury information.
I can't imagine they're thrilled. No.
They love Highsmith, the player, but yes, I would imagine that somebody would say, like, can you get your dad to stop tweeting?
I don't think Sam Highsmith does this in a malicious way.
No, he likes to interact on Twitter.
But I think Sam Highsmith's clout chasing.
You think he's clout chasing?
I think Sam Highsmith likes the buzz and likes the attention that comes with being the father of an NFL player. And
oh,
I'm not going to really criticize him that much for it, because I think if my son was an NFL player, I would likely behave the same exact way.
You'd be predicting 8 sacks for your kid every
right,
week,
so
and then he would never get
I'm
one.
I'm not going to throw stones at glass houses here.
Well, if he wants to clout chase and get more engagement, he should study your Twitter feed.
I think he does. I think he does some engagement. I think he gets a shovel in hoe. I think there is engagement farming going on by Sam Highsmith.
Yeah, I just don't think this is going to help, as far as what the Steelers want out there or not out there, for sure.
But
has Sam Highsmith tweeted you?
I don't know. Probably. I don't think Sam Highsmith, though, takes to Twitter and rips coaches and things like that.
No, he's very all of his stuff that I'm looking at now is like just retweeting Najee on Mike Williams, retweeting something about George Pickens being a great teammate and winner who just wants to win all the time.
Yeah, that's innocuous stuff. That's fine. But when you start to spill the beans on injuries, I don't think the team loves that. I wouldn't be surprised if they just said, hey, Alex, next time, tell your dad to put the phone away.
Would they be just as mad if his dad said, hey, it's good news, can't say specifics, but good news on Alex's ankle?
But you know what? Yes.
I don't think they would be in that case. Like maybe they say something, but I don't think they'd be as mad if he kind of left the specifics out of it.
I'm going to stick up for Sam Highsmith again, though, in this way. The information was going to get out there. And if I'm Sam Highsmith and I like the fact that my son being in the NFL gets my following up and generates some amount of interest in me. Why let Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter have this news on my son when I can just be the one that breaks it?
Yeah, somebody's gonna leak it out to one of them anyway. I just put my whole chest behind it.
All right, Donnie. Thank you. Donnie will be hanging out with Landon Roberts tonight. We look forward to that.
I think it's a big day for big Sunday for E-Rob. There could be a meeting at the top of Henry Mountain here. I feel like that is that's one of Landon's. Ask him if he's seeking it out.
He will.
You got to ask him. Just say, are you hoping that you two meet? The hole opens up, and here you are filling the gap.
I'm worried he's going to downplay it, but I mean, come on,
downplay it.
The horse. When the horse gets the football, man.
That is a movable object meets irresistible force right there.
Tomlin had a moniker nickname for Henry today, too. He didn't want to call him Derrick Henry. He came up with something. Let's hear what it was.
We got to deal with the big runner and work to minimize his impact on the game in a couple of ways specifically. Not only is he capable of wearing you down over the course of the game because he's a big man and the attrition component of it, but he's also a home run hitter with track speed. And you got to deal with the wear and tear component of his approach to play. But a bomb can also go off anytime he touches it. He can go 80.
Very true. He's like the Shohei Ohtani of NFL running backs. A man that
he's
size
a big guy,
not have that speed.
He's a big guy, and he's a strong guy. The big runner, everybody.
Steelers also have great history against Derrick Henry, which is another thing. Well, Titans-Steelers really isn't a rivalry anymore. They were playing him twice a year in the old AFC Central. I would think less of Derrick Henry for that.
He's one of those guys where I feel like...
They've had his number.
Well, I always think of him and think the key to stopping him seems so simple, and yet so how do more teams not do it, and how does he do what he does? And it's just, if he doesn't have the initial hole there, I feel like it's very easy to stack him up.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is if the hole even appears for a split second.
Look out.
Goodbye.
Here's Rob in West Mifflin. Hello, Rob.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing,
We're
man?
Good, Rob.
I think what y'all saying is all opinion-based, man. I mean, you got your opinion saying he's overrated. Mueller says he's not.
Actually,
I mean,
it's not opinion-based when it's based in fact, because 1-3 with 4 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, there's no opinion there. Those are just his numbers against the Steelers, Rob, and they suck.
I know. We always beat him up. I know that, but I thought you were saying he's overrated as a player, period.
He is.
I don't agree with that. That's pony. I'm distancing
myself. You want me to give you his playoff stats too? Though that's not opinion. Those are objective numbers.
Okay. When you get done talking, can I say something too after that? Go ahead. You said he's a. Go ahead. I want to hear.
You want me to read off his? You want me to read off his playoff stats?
I know the playoff stats, pony. I watch sports, all sports, just like you.
So just to make sure I hear you right, you'd want to pay a quarterback $50 million a year who came up short in the playoffs all the time?
Well, there's only one winner every year, man. Everybody can't win in the playoffs, man.
Sure. I mean, guys can play well and just end up on the losing end of things, like Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl last year. But that ain't how Lamar Jackson's playing in these playoff games, Rob.
Nobody wins 2 MVPs or overrated, pony. You got to can that, man. Seriously. I understand everything you're saying is probably facts and it's true. Nobody wins 2 MVPs or overrated. It's just not going to happen, man. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, so let me get this straight then. By that logic, Aaron Rodgers is 4 times the quarterback Ben is? Because he's got 4 MVPs and Ben's got 0.
What you mean?
I'm saying if you're saying no one's overrated with 2 MVPs, if you're putting that much stock in regular season MVPs, then that means Aaron Rodgers is 4 times the quarterback Ben is.
Come on, man.
You're the one that threw regular season MVPs in my face. I didn't friggin' bring it up. You did.
You saying he's overrated?
Yes.
Though. How?
Because you're putting way more stock in regular season MVPs than I am. That's why.
You watch baseball? You watch baseball?
Yes. I mean, it's hard to when the Pirates are losing
Judge
as many.
Overrated? Is Aaron Judge overrated?
You know what? Yes, right now, yes, he is. You know why he's overrated? Ask Yankees
he's
fans.
Stuck in the playoffs.
Exactly. Ask Yankees fans how they feel about
is
Aaron
Barry
Judge.
Bonds overrated?
So you're judging, and I heard you said something about rivalry games.
Yep.
You judge our rivalry games?
Absolutely. Those are the biggest games, Rob.
I understand. I don't know, man. Maybe we want 2 different sides of the spectrum or whatever, man. I don't know, man.
If you don't think big games mean that much, then let's kick Lynn Swann out of the Hall of Fame because that's the only reason why he's in. His regular season stats are pedestrian, but he's got big game written all over him, Rob.
And then I think Donnie said he'll take Russell Wilson right now over Lamar.
Yes, in a one-game situation to win one game tomorrow.
One game?
Yes, he did.
You know what?
The guy's nickname is Donnie Football. You trying to say he doesn't know ball, Rob?
I'm not going to disrespect Donnie Football. I'm not going to disrespect none of y'all like that, man.
Yeah, you can disrespect like Pony. It's
we
fine.
Like, we like you,
out.
Rob.
Check it out, though. Listen.
Rob, are you confident that they're going to beat them this weekend?
Sounds like Rob's going to wear a number 8 jersey to the game.
Oh, God.
Yo, Kenny Pickett. I'm in my basement down. Y'all welcome to come over, too.
Rob, I got a serious I think you and I are closer on this than anybody else. Are you confident the Steelers are going to win this game this weekend?
I ain't been more confident that they can beat anybody right now since Big Ben retired.
There you go. So he's going to be 1-4 with more interceptions and crappy stats against the Steelers. But let's just put him on Mount Olympus.
He's probably 30-1 against the NFC.
He is amazing against the NFC. But I've never brought that stat up in an argument for why a guy's an all-time great quarterback the way he plays against the opposite conference. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.